Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. In the heat of the night, Toronto has been boiling over with record hot temperatures and high tempers, tragic shootings, and a bizarre machete mugging. But hot nights can also lead to steamy romance, passion, and ultimately love. So this week I'm looking at two movies that deal with romances. One's about a wedding that might lead to disaster, and another's about the lack of a wedding which might ruin a relationship. First, Trishna, directed by Michael Winterbottom. So Jay, played by Riz Ahmed, is a confident Oxbridge toff touring India with his buddies. But when they see a young woman performing a dance at their hotel in Rajasthan, Jay is smitten, and he decides to pursue her. And the dancer Trishna, played by Frida Pinto, notices him too. Clearly, the feelings are mutual. Well, Jay's father owns a palatial hotel in Jaipur, and since Trishna's father's accident, he was the Jeep driver for the boys, her extended family has no income, so she takes him up on his offer and goes to work for the hotel and study at the local college. Everything's going fine until she's accosted by some toughs and rescued by her white knight Jay on a motorcycle and then taken back to the hotel where they succumb to passion. But next morning, she regrets what had happened. She's ashamed of it, so she flees to her home village. If this all feels like a Victorian novel, that's because it is a Victorian novel. It's an adaptation of Thomas Hardy's Tess of the D'Urbervilles and set in modern-day India. Scooters instead of horses, jeeps instead of stagecoaches, but class is still the big divider. Trishna comes from a poor family, and although given a taste of the high life, a Bombay apartment, as Jay decides to dabble as a Bollywood producer, or in Jaipur at the posh hotel, there's always a clear difference between Jay's status and hers. He moodily shifts from boyfriend to employer and back again, and the dynamics of the relationship also constantly changes. He says one day that in the Kama Sutra, there are three types of women you can sleep with: a sophisticated woman, a servant, or a courtesan. Trishna wonders which one she is, maybe all three. The one thing he doesn't mention is wife. Their relationship could be a passing fad or fancy for him, but for her, her life depends on it. So Trishna is a very moving and realistic romantic drama, partly scripted, partly improvised, almost documentary-like at times. Pinto and Ahmed are both really good as the two lovers, and the director, Michael Winterbottom, is as experimental and surprising as ever. His movies range from 24-hour Party People to A Cock and Bull Story, which was loosely based on Tristram Shandy, speaking of old English novels. While Winterbottom has no specific style, his style can change drastically from movie to movie, but there's always an interesting director there who constantly expands the boundaries of what you can call a movie. Trishna has a very traditional story, but by shifting the culture and language from 19th century England to 21st century India, he can modernize the age-old story of poor girl meets rich boy, and it really works. Next is My First Wedding, directed by Ariel Winograd. So Adrian and Leonora are a happy couple dressed up and ready for the country club wedding outside of Buenos Aires. Wedding planner is organizing everything, family and friends are all arriving, and a rabbi and a priest are being driven out there to officiate. Why a rabbi and a priest? Well, it's because Adrian, played by Daniel Hendler, is Jewish, while Leo, played by Natalia Oreiro, is Catholic. But as they separately rehearse their wedding vows, Adrian panics when he loses Leo's wedding band. She'll kill him if she finds out. So to postpone the wedding, he has to send the priest and the rabbi off in a wild goose chase, hide the truth from his bride, and find the ring with the help of his cousin Fede. So wedding planner in order to rescue things, recommends they go through the whole wedding in the reverse order. First, you have the party, then the dining, then the drink, then the dance, the photos, and at the very end, you say the vows instead of at the beginning. But things get even more complicated. Leo's snobbish mother, herself divorced, is disappointed in her daughter's choice. Adrian's family are all yelling at each other, and his father says he wants to smoke pot and divorce his wife. And past lovers, Leo's former professor, the dashing Miguel Angel, played by Imanol Arias, and Adrian's second cousin, who still likes him, they all seem to be working hard to ruin the wedding. So with the divorces and collapsing relationships all around them, the title, My First Wedding, begins to make sense. This is a funny, classic screwball comedy about what can go wrong at a wedding. Two leads are great, as is the very large supporting staff of Argentinian actors. It's a light, enjoyable rom-com from Argentina told from the groom's perspective. Trishna and My First Wedding both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. Also playing tonight at the Bloor Cinema is an example of the neo-burlesque, a fad that's sweeping around the world from Tokyo to New York, a cabaret-style movie called Burlesque Assassins, directed by Jonathan Joffe, about some killer spies with names like Roxy Delight, who double as Cold War exotic dancers as they travel the world to catch the villains. Lots of guns, lots of 50s uniforms, and more cleavage than you can shake a stick at. Also on this weekend is a documentary, they call it Myanmar, Lifting the Curtain About Burma and Its People, which is showing free at the East Gallery, just across the street from the AGO on Dundas. This is Daniel Garber of the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.